Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today, where we seek to share the Word of God and open up a scripture and try to understand it a little more and try to apply it to our lives, which is why these programs we trust are so valuable, because the second half of the program, I'm joined by my good friend Patrick, who helps record these programs, and that brings a very practical application edge. So it's not all theory and theology, but we're actually trying to make it real in our lives. Well, Psalm 25 is very much a psalm which is demonstrating relationship, that God is not a remote God. He's someone who David really trusts in and really looks to. He says, "In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you." It's necessary to declare, "Lord, I'm trusting you," because sometimes our emotions and circumstances are fighting against trusting, because we may have a tendency to want to know how everything's going to work, and we find it hard to live with the unknown. But straight away, David says, the way we relate, Lord, is I have to trust you, and I do trust you. And he's confident that following God, although there are enemies who want to humiliate him and to run him down and be very negative, he says, I know if I follow you that you will vindicate me. And then he talks about, show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. I believe this is very, very important, because on one level we would say, but David did know God, and he'd got to know the ways of God very well. He's actually a superb example of someone who knew what God was requiring of him and doing it. But what David is illustrating is a very helpful truth, which is, however well we may feel we know God, there's always more to know, and therefore a willingness, a humility, that whatever we know, there's more to understand, more to grasp, that we are looking to the Lord to help us do that. He is mindful, David is mindful, that in the past there's been problems, difficulties, failures, and he's looking to God for mercy. Not to ever sweep under the carpet and make it unimportant, but to deal with those mistakes and those issues that happened in the past. Picking up a few more verses, I like where he says, the Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. This reminds me of Jesus calling the disciples so that they might be with him. And Jesus talked about calling them friends, not servants. A servant may know the task, but he may not know the master. But a friend knows the task and also knows the master and knows the one who is issuing the task. He talks about turning to God, looking for God's graciousness, looking for God to relieve the troubles and anguish that sometimes try to dominate. He says, my enemies sometimes, they seem to be so many, but guard my life, rescue me. Let integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. It's interesting, he comes back again to this declaration, my faith is in you, my hope is in you. Lord, I depend upon you. And if God hears that cry in your heart and in my heart, we can be sure he will never have a deaf ear to it, but he will come and strengthen us and demonstrate that to put our hope in him is the best thing we could ever do. We're going to pause and have some worship, and then my good friend Patrick will join me and we'll reflect a little more on Psalm 25.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will seek your face. My soul thirst after you in a land dry and weary. You bring streams of living water. Oh, how my soul thirsts after you. My lips will glorify your name, and I will praise you all my days, and in your name, O God, I will lift my hands, I will glorify your
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at Psalm 25. Richard, in many ways this comes across really as a prayer. The very way it starts, you know, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, in you I trust, O my God. It's a prayer, really, and as you say, it talks about trust. How hard is it to trust God today, to trust someone that you can't actually see?
Yes, well, I think that there are circumstances where our trust is severely tested. And it really is difficult because everything our eyes are seeing is giving a message which indicates sort of despair and fear and hopelessness, and it's all going to go wrong. And to fly in the face of that and say, I know that's true. I'm not putting my head in the sand. I am seeing all that, but I believe God is trustworthy. We can do it. We do it. We'd like to do it more often, but it is a challenge.
Yeah. There are other things too in this psalm. Verse 12, for instance, I picked up about the fact that, you know, God will instruct him in the way chosen for him. Do you find that you receive instruction from God?
Yes, very much. I think that it's a matter of listening, a matter of taking time to be patient before God. But when we wait upon him, he will give us the tools to do the job that he's called us to. And sometimes we can have a burden, a vision, and that's good. But where he instructs us is he shows us how to handle that burden. Because you can have a burden and it's from God, but you can handle it very badly. So it's good to listen to him. How do I handle this great concern that I feel, this problem that I'm handling? How do I deal with it? And God will instruct and show us.
Another one of the themes that seems to come through this psalm, Psalm 25, is forgiveness. You see it in verse 7, you see it in verse 11. Maybe a key feature of the New Testament, but maybe not something we see quite so much in the Old. Can we be assured that God is a God who forgives?
Yes, very much so. It is important that God forgives those who are truly repentant. God forgives those who acknowledge their mistakes and don't hide them and pretend that they're not there. But yes, when we do share with God the mistakes we've made and do seek his forgiveness, then he will never refuse to give it. He looks at our hearts and he knows this is where we want to be, this is where we want to go, and he will honour that by his grace.
The tone of the psalm seems to change from verse 16. Here we see David, in anguish, lonely and afflicted, calling out to God for help. And clearly David did find that God was able to help him in that situation. Does that still apply today? I'm thinking of people listening who actually may be in anguish. They may be in trouble. Can they rely on God to help?
Yes, we can, and it is a matter of seeking his face. It's also valuable to seek him with others. We don't have to face everything just us and God. There are times when we can get the counsel and the support and friendship of others. David was encouraged by people. Sometimes he did have nobody, and that was very hard. But yes, the ability of God to give us a peace, as the Bible says, that passes understanding, to give us courage where everything is crying out, no reason for that. He does produce the goods. He does come good for us.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at the Psalms in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.